Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 31st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kibs Dobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late ZAPU leader, Dumiso Tabengwa.
To join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are streaming live on the internet, and you can reach us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the life of the late former ZIPRA Intelligence Supremo, Dumiso Tabengwa.
Thousands of people gathered at Bulawayo's White City Stadium today to pay their last respects to the late ZAPU leader, who died in Kenya last Thursday of a liver ailment. He was declared a national hero by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Politburo of the ruling ZANU-PF, and he will be laid to rest tomorrow at his family homestead in Emakaleni in Tavazinduna, Matebele and North Province.
The late ZAPU leader, who joined the liberation struggle in the 1960s and underwent military and intelligence training in the Soviet Union, played a critical role in launching an armed struggle against the white colonial regime, resulting in the Lancaster House Agreement that led to black majority rule in 1980.
The late Dumiso Tabengwa was detained with his colleague, the late ZIPRA commander, Lieutenant General Lookout Masuku, following the discovery of an arms cache in the 1980s in a farm owned by ZAPU. The courts cleared them of any wrongdoing, but were locked up until Masuku died in prison in 1986.
In the 1990s, Tabengwa pulled ZAPU out of a unity accord with ZANU-PF, signed in 1987 following a crackdown on ZAPU members by the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade, whose mission was to flush out dissidents, which the state claimed were linked to the opposition party, then led by the late Joshua Mkabo Nkomo.
Of course, we are hearing reports that former South African presidents Jacob Zuma and Thabo Mbeki will be attending the burial tomorrow. But as for President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he is not expected to attend the burial, according to some senior government officials. They are telling Studio 7 exclusively that Mr. Mnangagwa might visit the wife of the late Dumiso Tabengwa after the burial. Gibbs.
Yeah, blessing kunjalo fowethu lapha ke sikhuluma ngempilo ka mnumzana ka Moyi uDumiso Tabengwa ukuthi namhla abantu begcwele khona ngale White City kade bemvalelisa khona. Sizwile ke abantu bekhuluma kuhle kakhulu ngokwenziwa mnumzana uDumiso Tabengwa. Siyakwazi ukuthi uDabengwa ke wayesempini lapha ekhangele khona ivuyo leZipra, njalo nguye wayekhangele as intelligence kuZipra lakuZaphu. Khonapho ke wayekwenza ukuthi nguye wayesenza ukuthi amalwecatsha angene kwele Zimbabwe ayihlasela. Wayehlasela phela uhulumende ka-Ian Douglas Smith. So sabona ke esisanda ukuvela empini uDumiso Tabengwa lomunye wakhe uLookout Masuku babotshwa. Bebotshela ukuthi kwakuthiwa kulama-dissident ayekhona ngale eMatabeleland enkabazwe. Kulandela khonokho ke uLookout Masuku wabhubhela khona ngale ke evalelwe. Kwathi ke uDumiso Tabengwa yena waphuma kodwa inhliziyo yakhe ngokutsho kwakhe ukuthi yaba buhlungu kuze wabhubha injalo. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi ngo-1987 kwaba le Unity Accord. Unity Accord ke leyi yayimanyanisa iZaphu leZanu. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi kwakulo umongameli ngaleso sikhathi obizo lakhe kwakungu-Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Kodwa ke uDumiso Tabengwa wabona ukuthi hayi abantu bezaphu bangani bathwaliswe nzima, wasephuma ke khona ngale ke kuZANU-PF eyayisingani imanyene. So ke ube lokho elwisana nje lokuthi kube lenkululeko eZimbabwe, abantu bamanyane, abantu benze konke abakufisayo njengalokho abakulwela ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. soke siyawazi ukuthi uyangcotsha kusasa emanxaleni kona ngale ke intaba zinduna eMatabeleland North. Yes, okay, kunjalo ke please.
Ah, wonguka hama wadiwa nasi trauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe upenyu uye kuzoradzi kwa mangwana kwe gambare nyika vadumiso dabengwa waka shaya shondo rapera vari ku Kenya vachibva kunorapwa ku India. Wongu Politburo ya Zanu PF yaka gara pasi ikati vaitwe gambare nyika zvichireva kuti vaitarisira kunorazi kwa kumarinda Heroes Eka Muharare asi sechido chavo vari kuenda kunorazi kwa kumusha kwao kuntava zinduna mangwana. Nekuti vakati ndoko varida kunoradzikwa pedyo nehama dzavo. Nasi vanhu vanga vari ku White City Stadium Bulawayo vachionekana navadhabhengwa mangwana varikutarisirwa kuti vachasimudzwa nemauto vakananga kunoradzikwa kumusha kwavo. Gibbs, I think we have some guests, two of our guests, that is I think Mr. Patrick Ndlovu and also Mr. Roma Nyati. Let's start with Mr. Nyati. Mr. Nyati, good evening. Mr. Nyati?
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line?
I'm online. How are you?
Thank you so much. Of course, Mr. Patrick Ndlovu is the communications director for ZAPU. Mr. Roma Nyati is also a member of the party and a closer friend of the late Dumiso Dabengwa. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, so let's start with Mr. Roma Nyati. Mr. Nyati, can you tell us briefly about the memorial service today at White City Stadium? Briefly, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Roma Nyati?
Hello.
Can you hear me? We are not short. Yes, that's what Baba. I was telling you, I'm a fan of the Galeni, Lambda White City Stadium. I'm a fan of the Silver.
I'm a Babu at the White City Stadium. Not me now. I want to go to the Zimbabwe. Ngoba bekuyule mabhasi amanye suke Harare, amanye suka eNtali. Abantu babenguningi babo. Kwaza kuthi abanye abamaphathi. Kodwa abantu babe baningi ama-opposition party abe-NDC.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kuhle.
Hayi,
qhubeka kwamafutshane khona.
Hayi, abantu bakhulumile. Bathi bona hayi uDabengwa ikhawu. Bathi uDabengwa kubelihlele ukuthi abantu babe nempilo elungileyo. Ngoba into ekhona akazi abantu bananzelela phela. Sathi sisilwa wonke umuntu ethembile ukubana kuyabe lihlala kahle. Kodwa kwathi kungena kwezane embusweni abantu azange bawubone ukuhlala kahle. Ngoba kwavele kwathi kungena awuthathanga iminyaka ethize singasakule kule fiction between ZANU and ZAPU. So from there abantu bebengaphilanga kuhle. Njalo ayikhona lokho kodwa kwaba bonakala ukuthi izinto zemnotho lapha bezingahambi kuhle. So abantu bathanda uDabengwa bona ngoba uDabengwa wefundo alungise ilizwe leli. Khonokho sasikulwela asikutholanga. Yikho okwenza lokuthi uDabengwa achiyane lezana. As a matter of fact, kwakuvele into yakhona noma abantu bekhala ukuthi bona kule unity kule kwakuba le unity. Akuzange bebe kule unity. You cannot mess up people. Sibosikhe na ngoba sasabona base bekuzona hayi ngayazani kube lelo khuza iyakhona abantu
bebezaphila.
Yes,
sizobamba umlomo khonapho
nje. Yeah, ube yakhodi.
Yes.
Kwenze ukuthi abantu bengashweli.
Yes.
Sizobamba ngwazi ukuthi ngisele wona hayi ke into zonke zibe normal.
Yes, sizobamba umlomo khonapho babanyathi. Sizobamba umlomo ngamafutshane. Sike sithatha omunye futhi angene khonapha kuhlelo. So all what Mr. Nyathi is saying, blessings that there was many people, some from Mutare, some from Harare, you know, they came using passes. And it says there were some opposition leaders who also attended the memorial service. And one of them is Mr. Nelson Chamisa of the MTC. So he says many people were actually praising what Mr. Chamisa Tabenga did. And he says they were praising him for one simple reason, for him sticking to the principles of the liberation struggle. So he says that's why he pulled ZAPU out of ZANU, because he was not happy about what was going on in Zimbabwe. So he wanted to make things right.
Let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you on the line? Now, Mr. Ndlovu, just briefly, tell us about what you know about tomorrow's program.
Well, tomorrow's program is sort of limited to the internment process. We won't have as many speakers as we had today. I think it will be limited to the state speaker. I don't know who is coming on behalf of the state. And then we'll have the cultural leaders. And maybe a family member or two, but it's a very limited program. I don't believe more than 2 or 4 speakers.
Do you know what time he's likely to be buried?
I wouldn't know, but according to our culture, it should be before midday. Or then if it happens that midday occurs before interment, we'll have to wait until around 3-4.
And we also understand that you were expecting some delegates from South Africa. Is this Mr. Mbeki and Mr. Zuma, as we have read in some publications?
We are expecting some comrades in arms of the late President Tabenga from South Africa. But unfortunately, right now, we cannot confirm that they are presidents, because you know at their level it now becomes a state occasion. They are hosted by the state and so forth, and we haven't had any indications from the state as to whether they actually will be on site. But I know there was a desire from them to be able to attend the funeral.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the funeral and the burial tomorrow of Liberation War icon and national hero, Chamisa Tabengwa. We are now being joined by Mr. Bernard Manyaza, a member of the ZANLA High Command during the Liberation War. And Mr. Manyaza, he will be traveling to Bulawayo tomorrow for the burial. Mr. Manyaza, good evening. Hello, Mr. Manyaza.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Manyaza, just tell us about what you know about the late Chamisa Tabengwa, what kind of person he was.
First of all, I would like to thank you so much for inviting me on your program. And can I say good evening to your listeners?
Thank you so much. The pleasure is ours.
I'm so humbled. But let me say this. On one of my video clips that are on my phone, Comrade Chamisa's prophetic words were, if I pass on and I meet Comrade Nikita Mangena and Comrade Tongu Kare and the rest, they are obviously going to ask me one question. What did you do about the democratic and liberation agenda? Because sadly, Comrade Chamisa passed on when those two agendas have not yet been accomplished. Independence, yes, we have our flag, we have our info independent from the British colonialists. But as to democratization and liberalization and liberation agenda, we are not yet there, I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Comrade Dumiza said they departed, and as I know him, he was a consistent struggler, consistent fighter for these two values, liberation and democracy, which is why he made his choice after the so-called Unity Accord in 1987, pulled out to pursue those values, democracy and liberation. Mm-hmm. I still remember Comrade Dumiza, a couple of Comrade Tongo Karakulangesta, so we were informed that they were going to lead the Zipra and the Zandla as one united force. Mm-hmm. Said that did not happen. And what did we have, Mazimbabweans? We had the so-called Ugura Wundu operation. And the saddest part of our history, the darkest part of our history, Comrade Dumiza was never tormented so much by the Rhodesians, but so much by his colleagues, sadly. And my historians one day are going to uncover what really happened to Tukuno to discover Ma'amwe. When we knew that Zipra was a fighting wing, yes, happened. There is a lot of cover up there as far as history is concerned. One day, this nation are going to be told, can I find it to democracy, can I find it to liberation? Well, but this nation are going to be told, Kuti, the March nation were a continuation of the new colonial agenda, the British. Mm-hmm. And the Comrade Dumiza, in his interactions with us, he was always consistent that something has to be done because democracy one day and the true liberation one day is yet to attend. And sadly, he has departed. Wakaita, this thing from there, GMC, the military council, Tikaita, the Zimbabwe Liberation Council, under UANC, Yavaita Kusimagila, the Flores, the lead, Tikabatirana, to sabotage that. Because it was not genuine. It was meant to sabotage Zipra and Zandla's efforts. Because I was going to Zipra, the People's Army, because it was sabotage because of near colonial agenda. I still remember an article Henry Kissinger. We have defended the Zipra snake in Mozambique. Why they were cutting that destroyers and South Africa radicalization and government powers the unity, Yema Andes, Maria, Zandla, and Zipra. And sadly, Comrade Tongugara and Comrade Dumiza Bagango, Comrade Tongugara departed. And Comrade Dumiza, Tongawaya was Sunga Kunokumuja. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. But in any, as I said, I'm so humbled. Let the Republicans know. But a true hero has departed. Agari we pasine politi hero, kuti bizi hero, uyu, hero, hero pachake, kuba 1939 kwa kazawa, vati join na NDP 1959, 20 years. Akanja wamo, he has been in that struggle for national democracy. Yatili kukondinyo, asina nas, kushika waita depart. Saka Mazimbabweans, tila kutenda Mazimbabweans,
thank you so much. I think you heard there from Mr. Manyadza. You know, I like inviting him on this program because he's a moving dictionary when it comes to the country's history. Mm-hmm. And like he's testifying there that Dabengwa is a hero. There is no need for anyone or any political party to sit and consider his heroism. He is a hero, and he's saying that it's important that Zimbabweans must understand his immense contribution to the liberation of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think there are more colleagues that are talking about the late Tumiso Tobengwa, and one of them is Mr. Isaac Mabuga, who is the chairperson of ZAPU. I think we've got his videos. Let's try to get his video and see what you know he's saying about Tumiso Tobengwa.
Usually, the government takes over quickly, and the ruling party quickly comes in, takes over everything. But I appeal to Zimbabweans to be calm in this new novel case, that we still have the party that he was leading, and he has been declared the national hero, and we are forced to work together. And usually there are hiccups, but during the funeral we need not to have that. We have to behave and make sure that we know what we are doing. Both the ruling party and the opposition, we are looking at Tabengwa mostly being the leader of this country, of the nation, the leader of Africa, who has died for the people of Africa, for the people of Zimbabwe as a whole, despite your tribe, your political party.
Mina like sisebenze impresinini esithiyeneyo amalanga amaningi athiyeneyo engakuzwisisiyo ukuthi kwakusitshoni kimi nxa olo muntu onjalo ohlezi esesizweni yakho owakha ukuba nguwe kwakho. Kuthi mhla esehamba ilanga lakhe lokugcina kube nguwe omphelekezelayo ahamba laye arali esehamba ngokuphela.
Peace, it was what we were seeking for, and peace up to now is what we seek for. We stand for no violence whatsoever. Amen. Ours is to get a solution to our problems.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So those are some of the people that we're talking about. The late Tumiso Tobengwa, one of them is Mr. Isaac Mabuga, who is the chairperson of ZAPU, and the other one was Mr. Paul Tembanyati. You know, they were talking about the leadership of the late Tumiso Tobengwa, and you could hear Mr. Mabuga saying that he was the leader of Africa and the leader of the world. Then Paul Tembanyati says he's the last person who took him to Harare, and that was the last time he could see him, you know. And he says he wonders why, because he worked with him for a long time, and the time when they were apart, when Mr. Nyati was in the MTC. And then lastly, he takes him to Harare. So he says, you know, there's a lot that maybe made him to think so many times. Yeah, so maybe...
Of course, we have our listeners and viewers. We have Malcolm Anotidaishe Tadiwana She, Aruti, watching from Botswana. Thank you so much. Paul Januar, Aruti, watching from Kempton Park, South Africa. Tendai Mashonga, Aruti, Maskwera Seva, Shamarari, Jonga and Bule, Basamno Gona, rest in peace. DD, Trust Chipanga, Aruti Baniraka Naka Madzishe, rest in peace, our comrade, Gift Mukaya, Aruti, watching you from Mafikeng, South Africa. Of course, we also have Terence Matienga, who says, rest in peace, Tumiso Taurai Shokonuve, says, rest in peace, Tata Ikawe Lamakawe.
So we've got a caller on the line, I think is Mr. Payana. Baba, Payana Painters, kunjani?
Yebo, Tibe, kunjani, baba?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, mfowethu. Ungathini ke ngokutshona kuka Moyi, uDumiso Tobengwa, njalo ngempilo yakhe ngamafutshane sebenzi?
Okokuqala, ngeqala emdlulisa amazwi endiduze emdenini asemazimbabweni wonke ukuthi lahlekele kuqala nomdeni konke amazimbabweni kuba indaba esingahlala kiyo dibe iqiniso. Yebo, ngiyabizwa lophelifika phezulu, kodwa zolikhuluma iqiniso. Izapha ayisenzelanga lutho, ayikho into abasenzeleyo noDabengwa nje aziyangikwazisenzela izaphu ayekuleke ukusakhela kuthonisa mvuzi yini into eyi-one owangikhomba yena ukuthi nasi into esayenzelwa izaphu yini into eyiwari engasikhomba ukuthi nansi into esayenzelwa izaphi yini ayikho ukuthi imali thini ikhona sayibona ngabo laba abantu bemili imkhaindawo but imali ikhona akunamgwaqo izikolo ziyadilika emaphandleni kodwa into esathi ithola thina sayizithola wona ama-ticket icela abhale ezaphi futhi nabo sihambeyena udabeni gwakukhithi izaphi sikuphelile ayikho into abasenzelayo wona njesayikhuluma yona izikolo nje ayikho into abasenzela khona yebo kubuhlungu emdenini labo fowethu silahlekele lathi ukulwa kwabo impi yebo kusongathi nje balela amahara ayikho into abayilelayo nje sokuyikho nje ukuthi bahamba babula kodwa basaza kusefane ngizakutonaukufanisa nomanderi abona umanderi wabotha kodwa ezotheni into eqasayo kungcono namhlanje abadena something abantu abazo bona bathi thiyeleni yini into ekhona yalelo stadium se-white city liyasibona siyadilika kade sisibhekile emini liyasibona siyadilika
hhayi ke siyakuza kakhulu mfowethu bakhona abadala lapha baza kuphendula kodwa sibonge kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mnumzana
okay
yes so what Mr. Bayana is saying is that Zapu didn't do a lot for people and he says maybe you know there are indications that even the White City Stadium where you know they were doing this memorial service it seems as if he's crumbling so he says you know they used to get Zapu t-shirts they used to get a lot of Zapu paraphernalia, you know, but maybe now Zapu is gone, and what is going to happen next, and he says, you know, what did they fight for at the end of the day, because people are suffering today, and things are not good at all, yeah, so I think he posed those questions, yeah.
You want to bring
maybe it's Ubabu Roma, Unyati, Baba Nyati, uzwele lapho umuntu yakhuluma, ngamafitha nakumphendule, sibili uthi, siyakubona konke konoko ukuthi izaphu yalwa, impi yenkululeko, labo babodwa bengabasebenza sibili okunye okumangalisayo kodwa abantu bamadabudabu kungani vele akulanto eyabiswa libandla lezaphu so ke ngamafitshane akumphendule khonapho siyakunika 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes
into yokuqala ukuba ngazwisisi ukuthi Zapu liberated this country where it not Zapu fire power the Kosina conference would not have taken place. That he should understand. So Zapu liberated this country. Zapu did not run this country because he did not win. The people who ran the country ran, which has run the country down. Mamafishan Machanjan. He liberated the country, says Zapu, because of our fire power. If we were not satisfied with power, there would not be any continental conference in 1979.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba, silubambe khonapho. UThabani Ndlovu laye uyakhuluma lapho uthi I think Mr. Bayana, the last caller, doesn't understand Zimbabwean politics. He is not sure of what he was saying. So that's what Thabani Ndlovu is saying there.
Tine mwe mtereri mkoma Richard Moyo Makadi.
Magadi kwa baba magadi.
Aiwa tiripo taura izwenyu tukutaura nizwa vadabengu.
Ya rega hei chukuta nganditi kumuri ya Zimbabwe nukwa shi wakadai. Ndra kutenda zangu basa wakabata baba vadabengu. Jino mfunga uti. Jino ima ulipata yanga chikuru hata yanga chindu wa nizwa avo. Nizwa tewa na zaka sasa sasa basa wakabata. Saka ndra kutenda zukuru kutiwa katika ituwa na wana mwari. Kubva vachiita zvose vachirwira nyika yeZimbabwe nokuita zvakasiyana sezvo vakaita toda kutenda zvikuru Mwari wakatipa ivo baba vadhavengwa noupenyu hwavo hwese wavakaratidza rudo kunyika yeZimbabwe yose toda kutenda zvino zvakatoda kutenda zvikuru kuita kwamwari nenguva yamwari ishodenga ndovaita kuda kwavo hatina zvatinga zvino taivadawo zvikuru asi seteka vakatisiyira nhaka yekuti ramangwana rinoitwa sei ramangwana robatwa sei saka ndira kungotenda izvozvo zvavakatisiyira senyika yeZimbabwe kuti nesuwo patasara tiri mapenyu tikachengetedza njere dzavaitipa kanoku vakakavaida kuti kuitike ndona nyika yeZimbabwe yakafamba zvakanaka zvino zvinoitika mukati moupenyu nemashokowo mashoma shoma handina zvangu mazhinji asi ndokudei mwari ndimwari waita kuda kwavo ndoti mweya wavo ngau zorwe murugari inzira yedu tose atina zvatinga zvito nekuti kutonga ndika mwari kana mwari vatonga vatonga atina zvatinga ita ndotenda
tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo that's Mr. Richard Moyo there is saying he wants to thank Mr. Dabengwa the late for his lifetime of sacrifice. Gibbs.
Yes, so I think we've got another video of, you know, the Zapo Foundation speaking at White City Stadium today. So maybe let's get that video.
I would like to extend our warmest condolences to Mama, Mrs. Dabengwa, Umaku, as well as our phone record to the Dabengwa children, Dabengwa and Kumaro families, Zapo, Zipa Kadas, Obaba's friends and colleagues from the various times in his life. General, I'm not one to speak in occasions like this, particularly for burying a man of the stature like Obaba Dabengwa, because I know that given an opportunity to speak, because I'm not shy, I will not be euphemistic. I will speak about things as they are. And what Dalali told me, I've spent so much time in Obaba Dabengwa in the last about 2 years. I know a lot of things that were dear to his heart, and I would like to share some of them today. About 25 months ago, I had a meeting with Dr. Dabengwa to discuss his legacy. It is at that meeting that the idea of having a foundation was birthed. It did not take us too long to see that in preserving the legacy of such a giant, a foundation would be a noble idea. He initially resisted to have it named after him, saying he is not big enough. Those who are close to him would confirm that Dr. Dabengwa was a man of humility. He lived his life as an ordinary person and never insisted on his greatness. He never self-aggrandized. At the close of that meeting, he asked me to prove that I am serious about the issue of the foundation by taking baby steps towards the setup.
So that's a member of the Dumiso Dabengwa Foundation. So he says when they were setting it up, he didn't want to have it. He said, no, the people should actually have it and own it, not him. So he says he was a man of humility. So maybe that's one part of Mr. Dabengwa's kind of life, you know.
Let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu.
I'm on line.
Yes. You also worked with Mr. Dabengwa. You heard what the foundation said there about his humility. I think that's what we are hearing from many people, that he was humble. Just tell us about your work with him for these past years.
Well, I first worked closely with him. I think that was in 2013 when I was seconded to the Zapo's National Executive Committee as the Publicity Secretary. Well, as a young man then, and as someone working close to someone of Mr. Dabengwa's stature, could see maybe I could sort of say intimidated. But then he was so humble to a point where he would call me and ask me to come to his office, and then he would discuss things with me as if he's discussing with an equal. He would never say maybe you feel maybe small in his presence. But he made you feel like an equal. He would listen. One attribute about him, he could listen to you. He'd ask for your opinion, he would ask for an idea, and he would listen to you. He'd discuss the idea with you as an equal. That is one thing that I learned from you, to be able to listen to other people, to appreciate their ideas. He was disarming in that manner. He never raised his voice.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Gibbs?
Yes, Lobaba, wa postly meeting Dube, kuna kuna pake kumwaini. Baba Dube, unga uchona njani?
Nia chona, Dube, uchona njani.
Isi ya pila kuli, stonuso, nirefone, nuti siku zo kuli. Yes, siku zo wake. Unga ati nige mpilo ka mui, utumisa tabeko.
Hey, it's
usuke wayemtini engumfana omncane wanikela impilo yakhe yonke ekulweni impi yeZimbabwe ilizwe laze lakhululeka. Simbonile ebambe ama-portfolio athile okubalela khona e-Home Affairs. Kodwa-ke okubuhlungu ukuthi ekugcineni bagcine abadala bemkhaphule bamlahla njengento engazange yenza lutho elizweni leZimbabwe. Uthe esebuyele luzapho ngenxa yokuthi i-unit accord ayizange yasebenza, isebenze nganxanye. Ube sadingeka udumiso esigabeni layilizwe elikhona i-economy nje. Ngomunye wabantu akade bemathiwa kakhulu, akade belobuntu, akade sikhangelela ukuthi bazosiza ukuthi baqhubekisele phambili imibono emihle ngelizwe leZimbabwe. Bekuyadingeka ukuthi nangalesi sikhathi sikhuluma ukhona, kodwa wedlule ngokuthanda zamlimi. Ngibona abantu abaningi kakhulu bakhala ngokuthi iZimbabwe ilahlekele. Udumisa ube indoda emela iqiniso and bekhuluma iqiniso angajiki. Ubekhuluma lokho akukholwayo njengoba kunjalo. Siyakuswela ukuthi nga buyavuswa amadoda anjengoDabenga amaningi eZimbabwe, ilizwe lethu belizobuya libe right.
Phosela ukugcina khonapho-ke baba Dube.
Hayi, singathi thina njengabantu beZimbabwe sitemulini kaDabenga babakhambe belethemba. Umlandu awuqophileyo uswele ende sizawukhumbula. Bese ngigcina ngokuthi ngithi lala kahle kawelethu lesizwe seZimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Apostle Midian Dube khona ngapho-ke kwele South Africa. Ungathina lokusasa-ke Apostle. Yes, so Apostle Midian Dube is saying that the late Dumisa Dabengwa was a mature politician and a great leader. He says he stood for the truth all the time.
And of course, he worked closely with Umkhonto weSizwe, the ANC military wing from the 1960s onwards. This is why South Africa is mourning him like one of their own. Let's go back to Mr. Manyaza. Mr. Manyaza, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Manyaza, one person who is yet to visit the Dabengwa family is President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And there was also an incident in Parliament where ZANU-PF members of Parliament refused to give him a minute to observe a minute of silence in the honor of the late Dabengwa. Are you at all surprised by this?
This is a very thing. Zimbabwean historian one day are going to uncover what's really happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of cover up as far as I am concerned, and why juniors to Comrade Dabengwa should turn down that observing a minute of silence in honor of certain icon, not just for Zimbabwe, but for the whole of Southern Africa. It just points where we are going. Probably let me point out that in our side, Kuzanu, the revolution was hijacked in 1977. If there are any people who are listening to this, I want to ask them to implore them to listen very carefully. This is where the whole thing went off course. When Chitepo and the Comrade J.Z. Boyo were leading these two liberation movements, there was smooth and cordial understanding between them. But when the leadership changed, especially in ZANU, the whole thing went off course. And I'm not surprised why today the ZANU parliamentarians would turn down that suggestion to observe a minute of silence in honor of COVID. I understand it. Because people have been so been hardened to be so anti Zapu, as if Zapu was not deliberate. In any case, Zapu was formed before the ZANU splintered off from Zapu. let historians know this, that the first Mapanduki in the liberation movement were ZANU, the Panduki and Zapu, as simple as that.
Yeah.
So from there, we need a national reconciliation, a liberation movement to understand the proper perspective in this thing. Anyway, that's my contribution. Comrade Dumiso Damengwa said it is equally a nation than disuniting them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Manyaza. You heard that the first rebellion was actually from ZANU-PF elements splitting from ZAP.
And that was 1963, right?
Yes.
So, slow baba ke undlovu ecungani pressing lapha uthi simthathe ecungani. Hey baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Njalo,
Mr. Ndlovu.
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila Ndlovu. Akuthi ukuthi ungathini ngomoya uDumiso Dabengwa baba?
Yazi into engingayisho babu ubabuduba ngithi
ye kunjalo
ye khona siyabonga ngempela indlela izaphu iyenza ngakhona ukuze sithole inkululeko ngoba siyabazi abantu babesilwa kakhulu futhi hayi kancane so babesilwa siyabazi siyabona
ye ifoni yakho ngazani si Chayla, wazani angwazi ndaba. Uyangizwa kuhle kodwa?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah, okay. Cha ngamafutshane. Yeah, ngamafutshane.
Siyabonga. Sikhalise bona imuli yathi nabantu bonke abaseZimbabwe ngoba uDabenga siyamazi ukuthi wayengasiyona i-tribal leader njengalaba sibabona manje. Kanti into nje ebusuku yikuthi useze wahamba echiya eZimbabwe abantwana baseZimbabwe bodwa bengakhululekanga basancindezele. And isizathu salokhu kuyiyo leyo nto yokuthi abantu basemathebeleleni they are minority. So okwa minority kwabo but okubakleva kwabo ngasethi kuseni awuzange kusebenze. Basebenzela labo abayimajority abangakwaziyo ukubusa. Both parties, not ZANU PF, including ZANU, MDC, they are the same. Abakwazi ukubusa abantu basereshoneni into abayaziyo ukufuna izikhundla bebe phezulu behlule kokubusa. That's why even uChamisa ethathele umama uMakhuku. That's the reason. Ngapha nakuZANU abantu basemathebeleni bahlala bengamapresident. Ukuze konke lokho kungalunga kuze kubonakale inkululeko loba kuDumiso wayelwela kanzima kanje sesiyazi ukuthi babeyilwela ngoba amazipha they are very clever. They will tell this army and babesila ngokuqotho ngokuzimisela babengabulalisa abantu amasivileni babesila nabantu abalwa nabo and babengamavili ama-destructure abazange bebulalisa abantu emakhaya so ngaleyo ndlela-ke into engiyibona-ke siqala ngokuthula kodwa ekwazi ukuthi usiye siloko esinjalo singakakhululeki ngenxa yokuthi ilizwe lathathwa ngabantu abangakwazi ukubusa abafuna izikhundla zasanda namhlanje lisiye
yes siyabonga
ndlovu leyi agcotshwa ngayo kuthiwa waye akusona iqiniso ngamanga umuntu umezokutshela ukuthi abantu basemathebeleni babesapota ama-distance amanga aluhlaza yinhlamba futhi atho manga yinhlamba uyathuka zange sapota ama-distance thina sasapota amazica not ama-distance so yonke leyo nto eyazi ukuthi uhambe iloku injani ingakalungiseki kodwa okulwela kwafilisa hhayi siyabonga kakhulu
hhayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke indlovu yes sibonga kakhulu-ke endlovu baba ungatheni kusasa so he says that you know the reason why Zimbabwe is in such problems is what Mr. Manyata really said, you know, saying that the revolution was hijacked. So he says it was literally hijacked by people who had no clue of ruling the country. So he's really unhappy And he says it's untrue that, you know, Kukurawundi, Tumiso Tabengwa, mm-hmm. is the one who spearheaded the kind of problems that were in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, leading to the deployment of Kukurawundi. Mm-hmm. So he says people must be careful about some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Roma Nyati. Mr. Nyati? Now, Mr. Nyati, the burial, like we said, is tomorrow. Just talk to Zimbabweans now who might be listening. What do you want them to do tomorrow, those at least who can travel? Or wherever they are, those in the diaspora like us who might not be or able to attend.
The liberation was hijacked. So we are mainly more like this important why I want to be cool.
Yes, I was our colleague Baba Romanyati. So all what you are saying is that you know the liberation struggle was hijacked, so there's need to put it on track, you know. And it didn't say exactly what should be done. So now I think we've got Mr. Efikilela Ncube. He's on video talking about the late Tumiso Tabengwa. He's a political analyst and a historian as well. So let's listen to what he's saying.
Igama lami ngu-Efincobe, umhlali wakoBulawayo. Njengabaningi bonke abeZimbabwe sikhathazekile kakhulu, sizobuhlungu ngokulahlekelwa ngubaba uTabengwa, iqhawe lesizwe, umuntu olwe walwa kwaze kwafika lapho ahlikene khona lo mphefumulo, elwela inkululeko yabantu, efuna ukubakhulula phakathi kosizi, phakathi kobuyanga, phakathi kokugxilazwa, phakathi kokuncindezelwa. Sithi hamba kahle qhawe, umsebenzi wakho sizasala siwenza.
That was Mr. Efikilela Ncube. He's a historian. He says, you know, the late Tumiso Tabengwa fought for freedom. And he says people should continue fighting for freedom in Zimbabwe.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are almost coming to the end of this show. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Patrick Ndlovu from the ZAPU Communications Office in the Southern Region. We also have Mr. Roma Nyati, a friend of the late Tumiso Tabengwa. And interestingly, when I called Mr. Tabengwa sometime last year, he gave me Mr. Nyati's number. He said, "You always call me Blessing. You must also call Mr. Nyati sometimes." And then, of course, we have Mr. Bernard Manyaza, a member of the Zandla High Command. Regarding when they're going to meet Chamboko Makadi.
My troubles.
Aiwa, tinotenda ne mima pinda omuchirongwa chedu. Nasiri kutaura nezvava Tabengwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes, so let's get another video of Mr. John Spanda. I think he's a former freedom fighter. Let's hear what he says about the late Tumiso Tabengwa.
Kadesi engwazi ngakho ukuthi ube sevule iTabengwa Foundation. Ukuthi abantwana bafunde ngepolitics, bafunde into zonke lezi ukuthi zenziwa njani. Umsebenzi wonke wenziwa njani, baqathela njani, bangahlukuzani abantu, bafundisane futhi ipolitics yabantwana nabadala abadala kungabe ngena bafundisa abantwana ukuthi ipolitics ihamba so ngoba kathesi yabengasetshonile bekungakapheleli umsebenzi wakhe ukuthi awusebenze belokhu esaphambili abantwana basele lokhu besesele silokozane lokufuna ukufunda la ephambili engikwaziyo yikho lokho ngayo uTabengwa lamntu asesiphile asisakwazi ukusisebenzisa. sesikhangelana ngamehlo lalo ukuthi asizakwazi lalo ukuthi asizakwazi kodwa ke uNkulunkulu uzangenela uzakwenza okuzakwenza ubonakala abantu bazakubona ukuthi kwenzakalayo uzamfaka omunye ozafana egcabeni akula njengoba kuthiwa ukuthi kona inkamba kayivala nxa kufe umemba incharge uzabakhona omunye ozawabanda esikhundla esiyadalwanzisea uzasiyaqhubekela phambili ezapho asifuni izapho iwemuva izapho yayile ibanje eliqondileyo eliqiniso ukwenza into ngendlela esiqondileyo njalo yayingafuni ukuthatha into zabantu babe winile ilizwe balisa ilizwe labuya selibuya ilizwe zange izapho igrebe into zabantu yayifuna abantu basebenze ngento zabo abalazo bangathathi impahla zabo bangathathi izindlu zabantu bangathathi inkomo zabantu bangathini.
That is Mr. Smanda. Mr. Smanda is one of the people who were in the liberation struggle. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying there is that there is this Tumisa Tobengo Foundation. Mm-hmm. So children are going to learn a lot from the foundation in terms of the liberation struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, people are really not sure what is going to happen to ZAPO.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, when you ask somebody, anybody next to you, say, I don't know. So he says, you know, but ZAPO won't die because mm-hmm. when the member in charge of a police station dies,
mm-hmm.
the police station doesn't shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That is the expression, you know. So he says, therefore, ZAPO will not die. So he's looking at ZAPO being revived after the death of the late Tumisa Tobengwa. So maybe we'll throw this question to one of our participants here, after we've taken the caller, maybe.
Maybe Mr. Love. Mm. Mr. Love, will the party survive the departure of Dr. Tobengwa? And, you know, the party also lost another stalwart, that is Joshua Nkomo. Will it survive these two giants?
That is a very good question now. If you remember in 2015, the last Congress, Tobengwa had indicated his desire to step down from the party presidency because his constitutional two terms had come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Already in his demise, we have constitutional provisions. There is already someone in an acting capacity to fulfill the program of the party. We are preparing for Congress next year.
Mm-hmm.
Already have set in place a Congress Preparations Committee.
Mm-hmm.
ZAPO is bigger than an individual. In the words of Tobengwa, ZAPO is even bigger than Joshua Nkomo.
Mm-hmm.
ZAPO is bigger than Tobengwa.
Mm-hmm.
ZAPO is an ideology.
Nkomo mm-hmm.
believes in that ideology. Tobengwa believes in that ideology. Mr. Romagnati, whom we have as a listener there, is a compatriot of Tobengwa. He believes in that ideology.
Mm-hmm.
They have taught us that ideology we need to believe.
Mm-hmm.
An ideology doesn't die. Individuals come and give it, and they teach other people. ZAPO will survive. It will have to survive even us.
Mm-hmm.
May I also point out something that we've been omitting.
Mm-hmm.
One reason why Tobengwa revived ZAPO or pulled ZAPO out of the Unity Accord,
mm-hmm.
it was to reassert in the minds of the people of Zimbabwe, in the history books of Zimbabwe, the role that ZAPO played, the role that ZIPA played. It was emphasized today at YCT that the government then confiscated the records of ZAPO and ZIPA,
mm-hmm.
besides confiscating their property.
Mm.
Those records were the most comprehensive. Even ZALA never had records that were so comprehensive.
Okay.
It had the names of troops deployed to different fronts. It had the names of troops who had fallen.
Mm-hmm.
It was a desire for Tobengwa to respond to a question that was asked in 2016 by an old lady in Uganda,
mm-hmm.
who said, my son left for the war in 1977. And in 2016, Tobengwa, who still haven't come back to me and told me what has happened to my son.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady told Tobengwa that every time at night when the dogs bark, I think I hear my son walking into my homestead. May you please tell me, Tobengwa, what happened to my son?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why I refused to go to Heroes Acre.
Mm-hmm.
He said he won't lie in Heroes Acre while the sons of people were lying in unknown graves in the forest of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why we felt that ZAPO had to stand as an entity again.
Mm-hmm.
And we demanded this afternoon, our records from the government. he believed strongly that those records were not destroyed. As Babuga said, in his words of Tabema, I'm a record that Bala, Ogaba, Chitanga, Umeleba, and we want those records.
Thank you. Very moving statement there from Mr. Patrick Ndlovu. Tinaba ndomboka pa phone makadi.
Makadi ko mambo.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nguva yedu ndo inenge yajikanana.
So aiwa tine vakanyanya. Pane gamba redu renyika. Nisimaonera angu murume wangu ari Fishbone. Wakaenda kuhondo wakasunungura nyika. Kati zvakasunungura nyika hana vamba akarumirira kuita nga munhu akarowa chando mazinoda kuti tenderambe tarambira tiri pazvigaro. Ndomusaruta murume
uyu.
Chitare chitore kuna varume atosara no. Chinonetsa manje kuti nhasi government yakumhanya kuti vagamba renyika takona zvapi ana chamisa nezuro chamisa chehasi here aitotamba naadzabhengwa kutiurenu osapota chii iye achatova president wangachito dzabhengwa akatofotisa kuchamisa vacho akuda pacheni that's the true leader he lead by exemplary tokumbira ana mukomanda mayouth edu ane 57 years ane 70 years aya yatedzero a good example yakadaratend
tinotenda zvikuru from Mr. Ndomboka. Unfortunately, yes. the line was breaking a bit, but essentially he's saying that he wants to pay tribute to Dabengwa the hero, and he's saying that although he fought for the country's liberation war, he was not greedy, you know. He knew when to let go. And he's saying that is what is lacking from the current leadership, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got a question from Mosi Ngube, who's in Virginia. He says, why is Mr. Mnangagwa not attending Dabengwa's funeral and burial, while two former South African presidents, Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma, and also former South African Speaker of Parliament, Baleka Mbete, are attending? What's the beef? Zimbabweans need to know. Mr. Patrick Spanda, do you have any response to that?
Patrick Ndlovu?
Sorry, Patrick Ndlovu.
I wouldn't know the program of the state president, but it's natural to expect him to attend, unless it is for the pressing state commitments. So far, we haven't had any communications as to the attendance of him. We wouldn't like to speculate on any beef, because in the words of the president, he met Dr. Dabengwa just before he left for India on his final trip. So maybe it's the reason of security that informed us in the morning. I cannot confirm one way or the other, but I don't think there is any beef on the part of the state president, because he has been helping the family and the party with resources, and he sent a personal message through his deputy, Kembo Mahad. So I don't know what pressing state commitments he might have that have prevented him from visiting the family.
Maybe before you go there, who is the acting ZAPU president?
Mr. Mabuga. The constitution stipulates that that there is no president or vice president, the national chairperson acts in that capacity.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think, unfortunately, we have come to the end of our broadcast. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Bernard Manyadza, member of the ZANLA High Command, Mr. Roma Nyati, a member of ZAPU and also a close friend of the late Dumiso Dabengwa, Mr. Patrick Ndlovu, Communications Director, ZAPU. We also want to thank our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, not forgetting our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying rest in peace to Dumiso Dabengwa. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe. Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.